The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox?
What? Shit.
You and your road pops.
Yeah. I was just sharing a story with Julio. He seen me drinking this summer shandy, and he goes, whoa, fancy. I said, yeah, I picked up a six-pack of this so I could have a road beer on the way home yesterday. That's what the... That's what this nice sunny weather does to me. I just get in the mood to celebrate. What are they going to do? I mean, I crack one beer open, drink it on the way home. Even if I do get pulled over, what are they going to do? I'm like, look, you see I got a six-pack here and I drank half of one. Write me my fucking ticket for open container and let's get this going. I got shit to do. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that was back in the day when like they'd pull you over like a block away from your house.
Yeah.
And they'd actually, you know, like let you drive home.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. Now they just got to make the fucking numbers.
I can't see right now. I got this fucking. All right, so I got the Google voice pulled up. I was going to go over the Carl shit real quick.
Yeah. Carl's debut.
Yeah. He only left 9 voicemails.
Over the same thing?
Yeah.
Or different things.
Remember when he was supposed to come on and I said, man, I know you're just nervous. And he's like, I'm not fucking nervous. But he left the same message 9 times because he was trying to get it right. Now, I wasn't exactly the same message. Let's see here. Now, I gotta make sure I can share the screen and all that shit. Okay. Well, no, I can't share the screen. Maybe I can. Let me look. All right, there we go. You see it?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were going to even be able to hear this. Okay. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. All right, here we go. He's got a couple of bloopers in here. I was going to play a couple of those real quick. I don't hear a thing. Do you?
No, I do not.
All right. Let me double check this. Huh. Damn, I fucked up. All I heard was, well, in the transcript, it says, God damn it, I fucked up. Anyway, this is Carl's voicemail from last week.
Hey, this is Carl. I really wanted to make on the episode tonight, but complications arose, ensued, and they were eventually overcame. But I'll make it on the next one. I just want to say that this podcast has been awesome to listen to. I really enjoy it, and I look forward to... time we know I'll get together with Fox and put together an episode. I really feel like he's a friend. He's a good guy.
Oh, thanks, Carl. I wish you would have called me an asshole or something, though. It was too nice. Okay, here's one.
This week on Carl's Guide to History, the April 1924 tornado outbreak. On April 30th, 1924, an outbreak of at least 28 tornadoes, 26 of which were significant, meaning F2 or stronger, affected the southern United States. The tornadoes left 114 people dead and at least 1,166 injured, mostly in the Carolinas, with 76 deaths in South Carolina alone, along with 16 in Georgia and 13 in Alabama. Killer tornadoes touched down from Oklahoma and Arkansas to Virginia. The deadliest tornado of the outbreak was a long-lived family that produced F4, damn it, fucking fuck.
All right. I'm going to play the last, that was, I'll play the last one he left, which I think was probably was the one that he liked the best. All right. This is from 1924 newspaper. I don't think he said which one.
This week in Carl's Guide to History. On April 30th, 1924, an outbreak of at least 28 tornadoes, 26 of which were significant, meaning F2 or stronger, affected the southern United States. The tornadoes left 114 dead and at least 1,166 people injured, mostly in the Carolinas, with 76 deaths in South Carolina alone, along with 16 in Georgia and 13 in Alabama. Killer tornadoes touched down from Oklahoma to Arkansas to Virginia. The deadliest tornado of the outbreak was a long-lived tornado family that produced F4 damage in rural portions of South Carolina, killing 53 people and injuring at least 534. The tornado is the deadliest ever recorded in the southwestern part of South Carolina. It just makes you wonder what Al Gore would tell you.
what does
that last part mean?
Huh?
What alcohol would tell you?
I thought that's what he said. He said something about he made a lot of, it took him a lot of attempts because he was drinking. So, good job, Carl.
Good job. Thank you. Yeah, that was cool.
Thank you.
All right. That was in, that was in 1924, right?
Yeah.
All right, so that made me question, because he said that they were ranked like F4 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That made me wonder, like, when were tornadoes, like, ranked? And it was in 1971.
1971?
Yeah.
You mean 1871?
No, 1971. By Dr. Theodore Fujita.
Well, I'm guessing maybe they went back and looked at the damage and, like, reclassified it.
Yeah, but I was just curious. Like, I mean, that is very interesting. I mean, I didn't know. I thought tornadoes only kind of happened, like, in the middle of the United States. You know, like Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Places like that. I didn't think that they happened very much in the east, you know, like in the coast. You'd think more like hurricanes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I mean, Harp wasn't around back then, so we can't say they were fucking around with the weather.
We don't know that.
We don't know that. You're right. The Harp technology was always there. They just bring it out right now.
So Feedspot. All right, we moved up on the list.
How much did you pay them?
I didn't pay them shit. I would never pay anybody nothing. Let me see here. So they used to do the top 100 conspiracy podcasts. Now they do, now they're doing the top 60. The top 100, we were 25. Now we're 18 out of the top 60.
Oh, wow.
So it's improvement.
Yeah.
Must be doing something right. Okay. Oh, yeah. I made a mistake. Wait a minute. Before I get to that. So for anybody that doesn't know, FeedSpot is it's a brand monitoring and competitive intelligence solution that helps businesses track online resources like forums, blogs, magazines, social media, YouTube, and all that. So it's kind of like a plug, you know, they help us, so I'm helping them. That's all that is. Yeah, I made a mistake. So I posted on Craigslist. I was reaching out for like people that have stories and shit, you know, like corruption and you know, injustice or anything like that. And I should have known better. Craigslist is a fucking cesspool. So somebody sent me a dick pic. I mean, it would have been funny. It would have been funny if he didn't have a heart on.
I mean, isn't that the point of a dick pic, is to have a heart on?
No, usually you don't.
Is that how you take them?
I don't have to do that. I've had somebody for years now.
I go to Glamour Shots for mine.
I mean, it would have been funny if he wasn't, if he didn't have a heart on. That's I don't know. If you're listening, you fucking pervert, you're lucky you didn't include like your face in it. Because I would have been fucking searching for your ass. You know, because it's local Craigslist. And if I would have seen him, I would have been searching for his ass. I would have walked up to him and I said, "Hello, faggot. I have a podcast. You want to guess what the name of it is?" Nah, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's not a listener, so he didn't know who the fuck he was sending that to. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a girl in high school reaching out to me to asking for, she was doing like a high school project on conspiracies, and somehow she found me and she asked me to listen to her three episodes that she did. But she was just a kid, man. I mean, everybody's doing podcasts these days. You fucking pervert. But anyway, So I've been to prison, or I've been in jail. I've been in the army. I took showers with other guys. As soon as you see a dick, you immediately fucking X out of that shit. It was a split second. And then I deleted Craigslist. So thanks, asshole. Now I can't fucking buy you shit on Craigslist because you're a fucking pervert. Ah.
You know what I like to do? I like to send dick pics when two ladies are like they're meeting up for lunch and they're sitting across from each other and then they both get the same dick pic at the same time.
All right.
Well, since we're on this bad subject, let's do the Urban Dictionary.
Oh yeah, it's on you this week.
Yeah. So I want to talk about the Cosby sweater.
Never heard that one.
The Cosby sweater is the sexual act of eating Fruit Loops, Fruity Pebbles, Trix, and Boo Berry, or any bright, colorful breakfast cereals, and then vomiting the tacky, dazzling mixture onto your partner's chest. The results should look similar to the incredible sweaters that Bill Cosby wore during his highly successful 1980 sitcom, The Cosby Show.
Nice.
But then I got a bonus one. I got the Alaska pipeline.
You're going to do more than one?
Yeah, I have to. This one's right. Too good.
All right.
The Alaska pipeline. The Alaska pipeline is one when one person shits a nice long turd, freezes it, then uses it to fuck another person.
Oh.
Under the pussy or the ass.
See?
He pulled that Alaska pipeline out of the freezer and fucked me with it.
That's nasty. That's, and I, if you listen to the last episode, I got to fucking download that 11 Labs because I've got some that I can't repeat. I don't want to hear my daughter saying this shit. I'm not going to say what they are because the people will go ahead and look them up and then they'll already know it.
The last combined.
All right. I got a couple good ones next week. I can tell you that right now. But I got to download 11 Labs.
Man, I had this this narration thing that would like that would read like transcripts. Like if you wrote a report, it would read it off to you.
Or yeah.
If you wanted to read an article.
That's kind of what 11 Labs is.
It had like Snoop Dogg's voice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it had Snoop Dogg. It had like Bill Clinton. It had a Donald Trump one. Like it had all these crazy voices. It was pretty fun.
All right. Why can't I find what I'm looking for? Oh, here we go. All right. General Lee sent in a shitload of clips, but I picked out two that I'm going to share.
Who's General Lee?
One of the listeners. He's from like, I want to say he's from England or somewhere over there. I know he always calls me mate. When he sends me a message, he'll say like mate. Either England or Australia. I've played his clips before, man. You just don't pay attention. Okay, here's no, wait a minute. Where's the Biden one? It's an oldie but goodie. It's the one where he's talking about the hair on his legs. Here it is. Oh, Jesus. This guy sends me a lot of shit. All right. Everybody's heard this one, but it's funny, and I wouldn't mind hearing it again, so we're going to do it.
Oh, I sit on the stand, and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down. So it was straight, and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Anything playing?
And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Oh, shit. I forgot again. Julio, you should have said something sooner. All right. I'm over here fucking up again. God damn it.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Fucking creep.
Yeah.
All right, here's the other one from General Lee. I don't know if I question it whether this is like fucking deep fake or what. I've heard that he made slip ups before about calling Michelle his husband. Have you heard that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's what this is. It's a compilation. There's like two or three of them.
I walk with my husband, Michael, and hold hands. It's like a whole new world for me.
Huh.
Just walking and holding hands. Something that our fellow Americans for years could not do.
What kind of shit is that?
My distinguished guests and men and women of the finest military in the world. Most of all, Admiral Mullen, Deborah, Michael, and I also want to acknowledge your son, Jack, who's deployed today. All of you have performed extraordinary service to our country.
Hell no!
As you said, when Americans...
I walk with my husband, Michael, and...
Okay. Have you heard that before, Julio?
I saw him in an interview with somebody else. I forget who. And he called her Mike, but then he corrected himself. But I've never seen him go this.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like deep fake or what, but
yeah,
maybe he was at like an LGBTQ after he was out of office or some shit. You never know.
Yeah, but that could be.
You know what I'm saying? But thanks, General. Thanks for the content. We can always count on the General for some good shit. All right. Let's see what else. Oh, here. I can't remember if I've played this one before or not. But I just seen this one today and I like it.
Connor, you called Dustin a hillbilly. Dustin and I are from the same hometown. Does that make me a hillbilly? Connor, listen, before you answer this, you remember how much bigger I am than you.
You're a ghetto hillbilly, I call you.
Connor, you called Dustin.
You're a ghetto hillbilly. I like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to share all my shit.
I got some.
All right.
Well, I mean, I got some stuff that's video, but some of it is just talking points.
Yeah, me too.
But like, hold on. So this is interesting. Let me share the screen so you can also read along. But you have to enable me. Remember that.
I already did. I believe I already did.
Because it's telling me you have not.
Oh, let's see here. Wait a minute.
That's your white privilege.
Oh, my God. Share screen. Oh, yeah, you're right. All right. Try now.
All right. So this is talking about, like, people back in history. You know, they used to use urine to tan animal skins. So families used to all pee in a pot. And then once a day, it was taken and sold to the tannery. If you had to do this to survive, you were piss poor. But worse than that were the really poor folk who couldn't even afford to buy a pot. They didn't have a pot to piss in and were the lowest of the low. The next time you are washing your hands and complain because the water temperature isn't just how you like it, think about how things used to be. Here are some facts about the 1500s. Most people got married in June because they took their yearly bath in May, and they still smelled pretty good by June. Since they were starting to smell, however, brides carried a bouquet of flowers to hide the body odor, hence the custom today of carrying a bouquet when getting married. Baths consisted of a big tub filled with hot water. The men of the house had the privilege of the nice, clean water, then all the other sons and men, then the women, and finally, the children. Last of all, the babies. By then, the water was so dirty, you could actually lose someone in it. Hence the saying, don't throw the baby out with the bath water. Houses had thatched roofs, thick straw piled high, with no wood underneath. It was the only place for animals to get warm. So all the cats and other small animals, like mice and bugs, lived in the roof. When it rained, it became slippery, and sometimes the animals would slip and fall off the roof, resulting in the idiom, it's raining cats and dogs. Isn't that kind of interesting?
Yeah.
I didn't read the whole article, but
yeah, I see it keeps going. That is interesting. I like that.
Yeah. It was just kind of cool. Made me think.
Right.
And then check this out. Mexico's likely next president has a Jewish origin.
That's
dude. You don't even say it. I know what you're thinking. I already know what you're going to say. Don't even say it. But, I mean, Mexico's a Catholic country.
Yeah, well.
It's an invasion.
Oh, this shit was put in motion hundreds of years ago. What are you talking about? And Catholics, in my book, I don't know. I know you're a Catholic, but they've got their flaws.
Yeah, I get that. One second.
You're still sharing.
Yeah, I know. There's always so much stuff you gotta do.
Yeah.
To get this thing to like work well.
Are you trying to play something else or what?
Yeah, I was trying to play a clip, but my audio was not cooperating. It's playing it through my computer speakers.
All right, well.
Yeah, so, yeah, just.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Abandon ship.
This is going to be another short episode, man. It's fucking sunny out. I got to get out there. That's the two most important things in your. The two most critical things to your health is sunshine and fasting. I don't give a shit what none of these doctors say because all they know is what's in their books. The books that were written by the fucking Rockefellers and shit. I mean, yeah, they know some shit, but a lot of it is they're being misguided. So I'm going to go sit in the driveway and drink beer.
I'm not going to bust out the mini grill?
Not today. I only got to cook on Wednesdays. That was yesterday. Oh man. So I was grilling on my tailgate, right? Out in the driveway. And my wife was like, "You're going to leave the new grill out there in the driveway?" So and I was half drunk. So I stuck it in the garage. But it was still smoldering. So I woke up this morning and I came downstairs. I'm like, why does it smell like fucking candles in here or some shit? I opened the fucking door to the garage, man. It looked like a fucking horror flick. It was so goddamn thick. The whole garage was filled with smoke.
That sucks.
Yeah. I opened it up and aired it out. It's all good. Yeah, man, I just... And these 710s are not going to last forever. So we were, what, like 3,500 cars behind... But every Sunday we work. So we basically build 500 a shift, right? So between first shift and second shift, the Sundays, which weren't included in the build number, that's an extra 1,000 cars. So every time we work Sunday, as long as we got parts and all that shit, it goes down 1,000 cars every Sunday. So we should be done like in 2 or 3 weeks.
That's cool.
Everybody's pouting. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're making great fucking money, but everybody's still pouting.
Yeah.
So, like...
And then they'll be pouting when they don't have that money.
Right. People up here in this town are entitled as fuck, and it drives me nuts. But I feed off of it. It makes me happy. Like, listen. Like, on Sunday... Nobody wants to work on Sunday, or a lot of people don't even want to work on Saturday. So I'll be like, on my way out Sunday, I'll be like, "Hey, have a good weekend. See you tomorrow." Fucking love it.
Yeah. Check this out.
Now, hold on a minute. With that being said, how these people irritate me and stuff, it's hard when you're working when you're with the same people 70 hours a week. But there's this big black woman that I work with, right? And she is so fucking slow. And, you know, I just want to stay busy, right? I just want to stay busy and make it to 4 o'clock so I can get the fuck out of there and go home and do what I want to do. And the busier I am, the quicker 4 o'clock comes. You know what I mean? So she'll be over there dancing and fucking going slow as fuck. And I'm always like thinking to myself, like, hurry the fuck up, you bitch. You know, like shit like that. And
I'm sure there were other words there.
Yeah. But so Sunday I was working right across from her, and she brings in like a little fucking, she had her phone propped up, and I'm looking at it, and she's religious, you know, so she's playing her, you know how the churches all got like YouTubes now? So she's playing her church sermon. And I'm thinking to myself, like, man, you're over here fucking getting pissed because she's going slow. She's in here working on a Sunday. Missed her church, but she's still here. You know what I'm saying? I just felt like a dick. And not to mention that, but every morning I pray. I pray all on my way to work, I pray every morning. And I pray, like, help me not to get irritated at people. Help me to have a little bit of compassion. Sometimes I pray for you and say, help Julio not to be a creep. But no, man, I literally pray for that. So it just hit me, and I'm like, man, this lady's at work watching her church sermon. She can't be there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I get irritated easily, and I shouldn't. But I don't know if I can ever change that. Just like my dad. He's a little cranky. Actually, a lot cranky. So, all right. So you were getting ready to say something?
I was just drinking out of my cup.
Oh, okay. That reminds me. What is that?
Like, it's called the loud cup.
Okay.
And it's got a thing. It holds 20 ounces of beverage. And then inside of it, it's got like a weird thing and a weird bottom. And so you can take it to like, my goal is to take it to like Lily's Games. And
all right. But when I was talking about praying, it reminded me, like, and I meant to make a point. Like, the other morning, I was, same type of prayers and stuff. Hey, honey.
Hi.
Say hello to all the people.
Hi, everybody.
All right. I'll be done in a minute. I'm about to go sit outside and drink beer. Not a minute. It'll be probably a half hour. But I was doing these same prayers, like, God, help me not to get irritated. And then I finish, and when I finish my prayer, I say, in the name of the Christ, so be it. I don't say amen, and I don't say Jesus' name because that wasn't his name. But then as soon as I got done, within like 15 seconds, I was like, pick a lane, motherfucker! <You know? laughs> It just, oh yeah, and that's the other thing. I was praying about that shit, and I swear to God, it hit me. I'm not saying I heard a voice, but it came across my mind as clear as day. As soon as I got done praying, it was almost like telepathic. It came into my mind and it goes, not everybody's supposed to be the same. Maybe you are supposed to be the. Maybe you are supposed to be that way. Maybe we need people like that. There's nothing wrong with getting mad. You know what I'm saying? You can't go into battles happy. We got to have warriors out here, you know? Just saying. Are you even there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I was going to say you're...
Something happened. Something happened with my camera.
Yeah, your video went out.
Yeah. I haven't been able to figure it out, and I don't want to fuck up anything else.
All right. Well, let me share a clip. This is Cat Williams and Candace Owens. He's been on some good shit lately.
By CIA.
Well, before we say Hollywood was created by the CIA, I guess I should clarify because, you know, first off, you guys do know the Pentagon has a budget for film. Like, there's a whole department in the Pentagon.
I know that.
That's a fact. There you go. That's all you need to know. There's an entire department in the Pentagon. They get involved with films, and they get involved with films for the purpose of propaganda. They always have.
Hit certain people, and this was before we called things promotion and marketing. You know what I mean? That's... Mm-hmm. Hollywood is not really there to entertain you. Like, that's great that happens. But propaganda is something that is important to all civilizations.
What movies
I should have said Pentagon instead of CIA. Tons of them. I should show you the list. You should pull it up. It's right wild. Now, yeah, please. Pentagon Department for Hollywood. Tons of them.
Even Transformers,
like, you know, because they're concerned about certain narratives. They get involved with, like, World War films. Like, how are we telling a story about history? Usually it's because we're lying about what we did or trying not to make Americans aware of the crimes against humanity that we commit overseas, you know?
Yeah, the Pentagon has funded some films. Black Hawk Down, Red Dawn, GoldenEye.
The more you know. So now you understand your experience in theaters is what your government wants you to think. They want you to think that this is how things happen, and it's usually not at all how things have actually happened.
Six of the best movies made with help from the Department of Defense. This is military by the CIA.
Oh. I wish it wouldn't have cut off on the best part. I was waiting to hear the six films.
Wow.
But, yeah. They've got offices... in Hollywood, we've got offices in the Facebook building, Twitter building, all that shit. They're running everything.
It's not surprising. You know, like, I enjoy, like, musicals and theater and shit like that. And I had read that before television, the government was using plays and musicals to steer a narrative. And honestly, like, I go back and I look at some musicals and theater productions. Think of where, like, a lot of the gay people are. Think of, like, some of the stories. Like, a lot of the stories are about, you know, what love should be, fairy tales. I don't know. This is kind of random, I guess. I didn't really flesh it out, but... But yeah, like, I think they've been doing this shit for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I was listening. I can't remember. It was a podcast I was listening to. They were talking about William Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. He was basically a plant, like an imposter. Like, they said he was illiterate. And that he had a couple of kids and they were illiterate. So, like, I don't know if he was just related. I don't know. I shouldn't start talking about shit I don't know about, but I just thought that was fucking weird because you were talking about plays and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of went off the trail there.
Yeah.
Hey, you ever heard about this Oregon Trail conspiracy?
Oregon Trail? What's that?
You never heard of the Oregon Trail? Like, in, like, the 1800s or something, people would go west.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, you know, they, like, take these wagons.
Yeah. So what's the conspiracy?
the conspiracy is that it was all staged. That the technology, you know, we go back to technology was already here, and we some people stumbled upon it and hid it from us. So we had all these people do the Oregon Trail in these wagons, but most of it was fake. They staged it to get photos. Most of it happened underground. Did some people die? Yes, some people did journey out there in wagons and shit, but they say that that was all like a made-up story, that the journey to the West was a lot easier.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. All right. I figured out my my volume issues.
Okay. I can't hear it. I can't hear it. No, you didn't figure it out.
No?
No, it's not working.
I hate this thing.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well.
Yeah. What can you do?
You ever heard of the ancient equator theory?
Maybe.
How numerous ancient ruins around the world just so happen to align parallel to each other. Easter Island, Machu Picchu, the Giza Pyramids, Petra, Persepolis, Mohenjo, Daro, Angkor Wat.
That goes along with the ley lines theory.
Yeah.
And then you got particular parallels on the globe more conspiracy shit goes on there. But can you stop sharing?
Yeah.
I can't see. All right. What was I? Oh, shit. No, go ahead. I was just.
Did you see that in China? This is what's coming to the West. Xi Jinping is hiring 87,000 agricultural police officers, and they're coming for Chinese farmers. Farmers can only plant the crops the government approves. Wow. I mean, that's kind of already happening, like at a corporate level with Monsanto.
Yeah.
And a lot of these seed companies. But eventually it's going to become a government thing.
Right. Oh, for sure, man. It's already on the way.
Yeah. Just like, these people in China living in those 15-minute cities or whatever. You got to have a QR code to, like, scan in and out or something like that.
Yeah, or what about, I can't remember if that was me or you that, I think it was you that showed that building that had like a glass wall and they could just see inside and see everything. It was just a tiny room. Maybe they couldn't see you taking a shit, but maybe they could. I can't remember, but if they couldn't, that was probably about the only thing they couldn't see.
And then this article that I read kind of, I don't know, it made me feel a certain way. It says, wealthy white Louisiana residents went right to form their own city and split from poor black neighborhoods and landmark ruling after a 10-year battle.
Wait a minute. Say that again now.
Wealthy white Louisiana residents went the right to form their own city and split from poor black neighborhoods and landmark court ruling after a 10-year battle.
Shit, what date was that? Recent?
This is April 29th,
2024. Damn.
Yeah, so, you know, they want better schools, you know, less crime. I mean, isn't that what everybody wants?
Yeah, but
better
there's
schools for the kids and less crime.
But there's a lot of poor black people that want that too. You know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody. I mean, I used to live in one of these poor black neighborhoods, and there's these young motherfuckers running around doing stupid shit. There's way more older black folks that ain't happy about it. You know, they probably want to move too. You know what I mean? I mean, I get what you're saying, but that's not, that's like something from the 1940s or some shit. It don't sound right.
Well, that's the last part at the end, is that the saddest part to this story, none of it had to happen. Yet here we are. It's 1965. And we're going full steam ahead in reverse.
All right. Well, by the way, everybody, it's May 2nd, 2024, 5:26 p.m. The sun is shining outside. I just got home from work. You know, we jumped into this episode so fucking fast, I forgot to even say anything. But I grabbed three beers. Well, a summer shandy and two beers when I came in here. And I'm already ready for some more beers. So All right, we're back. Just cracked beer number four for the day.
Weak.
I just got off of work at fucking 4.
Week.
And I got home at 4:30. Do you know what time we started this?
Like 4:30?
That's what I thought.
4:30 something, yeah. 4:45 maybe.
All right, I got another Billy Carson clip.
Okay.
If it wasn't good, I wouldn't have saved it. Oh, shit. Never mind. I almost did it without sharing my screen again.
Oh,
you would think I'd be used to this shit by now.
Osiris is the founder of the Jedi Knights. D-J-E-D-I. You thought the Jedi came from Star Wars, didn't you? No. Star Wars copied that from the text, from the Kemet information. Osiris is the originator of the Jedi. I taught this in my Egyptian mystery school, which is on Forbidden Knowledge TV. So the Jedi Knights did not originate in Star Wars in Hollywood. They originated because they actually are part of the Osirian system. And who is Osirian? Who is Osiris and the Osirian? It's Orion. The belt of Orion, those stars have planets orbiting them. The origins of the Jedi come from that region of the sky, according to the text. So we're talking about the constellation of Orion moving in coordination with Earth, with the alignments on Earth, which align with Orion. And it's said that those alignments happen every 13,000 years, which is right about now. And that when those alignments occur, the Jedi rise and awaken again. So we're living in the time of the rise of the Jedi right now. This is the time to rise and become the Jedi. Osiris.
Well, I don't know what to think about that. That's for all you nerds out there. The Star Wars shit. Now, I used to watch Star Wars when I was a kid.
That ain't bad. I just, one thing I can't do is like see grown-up people like, well, I don't know. Some start like, for example, okay, let me backtrack. So we went to Universal Studios and they have like Harry Potter World. And dude, I got so annoyed watching like grown people, like adults, like dressed up like Harry Potter.
Oh, God.
And all these fucking other characters, you know, like waving wands and casting spells.
Unacceptable.
Drinking butter. Unacceptable. Beer. I'm like, I pretty much I got told that I got ruined a vacation because of my reaction to that. Or like people waiting in line to see the Grinch. Like, I don't give a fuck about the Grinch. I'm sorry. And I don't know. So places like that really like give me a bad vibe. And I'm the thing is, we're gonna go to Disney, and the reason I want to go is because I want to go to the Star Wars thing.
Oh,
and
see,
I might buy. See, I don't even know what the fucking name of it is. One of those swords.
Lightsaber. Just remember, it's the Age of the Jedi. Every 13,000 years.
But isn't Osiris, like, bad, too?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It depends who you talk to. I can't keep track anymore. I don't know if Osiris from... I know Saturn is supposed to be... But then I've heard Osiris compared to Saturn. It's like you can't fucking keep track with these motherfuckers anymore. You know what? I'm done with conspiracies. Forget it. Nah.
You want to hear a crazy one about a movie? You were talking about Hollywood?
Yeah.
This is The Wizard of Oz.
Wait a minute. Is it a clip or what?
No, it's something I'm going to read.
Oh, okay, let's hear it.
So the straw man represents the fictional, all caps, legal fiction, the person. He wanted a brain but got a certificate, the birth certificate. The tin man, the TIN, taxpayer identification number. He was a robotic avatar who worked tirelessly until his body literally froze up and stopped functioning. The heartless and emotionless robot creature who worked himself to death because he had no heart or soul. The cowardly lion was a bully, but was actually a true coward when someone stood up to him, like most bullies. He lacked a true courage, and in the end, the wizard gave him an official recognition award, authority and status. The Wizard of Oz used magic, smoke, flames, and holograms, but all of it were tricks and illusions to push fear and compliance to make people do what he commanded. The truth is, the wizard has no real power and only used illusions to create false power and authority. The Wicked Witch pushed fear through intimidation. She was after Toto and controlled the flying monkey police, the policy enforcers, the mischievous demons, which also represent the bar association, who attack and control all the little people for the great crown wizard, the crooked bankers of Oz, obsessed with gold. In the field of poppies, they were not real humans, so drugs had no effect on them, but Dorothy was drugged. The Wizard of Oz was written at a time when the Rockefellers and the Big Pharma began to take over medicine and education. The crown was actually the largest drug dealer, and after this takeover of the drug distribution in China, they began to expand all over the world. Toto was what the Wicked Witch was really after. Toto in Latin means in total. Toto exposed the Wizard of Oz and had no fear despite being very small compared to the Great Wizard, so no one noticed him. Toto pulled a curtain on the wizard and his magical scams. Curtain also means the end of an act or scene. He pulled the curtain and started barking until others paid attention, hypothetically giving everybody the red pill. The curtain hit the corporate legal fiction and its false courts. So no matter how small your bark is, it can be heard. Going back to like that you said every 13,000 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of interesting. It kind of makes sense that it did come out during that time when the Rockefellers and all those people were kind of taking over.
Yeah. It's funny that you brought that up because I was trying to incorporate the Wizard of Oz with some conspiracies, but it was similar but different, but it was the same idea. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just funny that you brought that up.
We think alike.
Right. All right. I got a comedy clip here. Close it up. Close it out on a good note. It's about a guy that got sober.
My friends are doing way worse. They're not handling my sobriety well. Because my friends, they're animals. They still party. They still have a good time. Literally, they're like, dude, are we getting ripped tonight? I'm like, no. I'm sober. I've told you that like 50 times. They're like, you still doing that? It's like, yeah. Yeah, I have a problem. They're like, come on, man. Don't be gay. I'm like, what? That's not what gay guys are up to. They're butt fucking. I know that. Which is way cooler than being sober, I'll tell you that. So, I was such a fun drunk, I'm actually afraid my friends are going to give me an intervention to start drinking again. That's my biggest fear. I'm going to come to their house, like, come in. I'm like, what's this? They're like, your sobriety has affected us in the following ways. You're not buying us drugs anymore. We're having to pay for all of our own shit. There's a place you can go. It's called Vegas. Let's go. My friends are doing...
I thought that was funny. But see, when I look at these, I save all these fucking clips at work. And if it doesn't have subtitles, I usually ain't saving it because I can't hear what the fuck's going on. That shop is so loud. You know what I mean? But
that is so fucking funny. That clip was great, dude. Yeah. Send that one to me.
All right.
Because when I have tried to go sober, I've had people tell me like, dude, what's wrong with you? Like I can't stand being around you.
Yeah, that is gay. And
it's like, I don't know. It's kind of weird, but I don't know. Like, I think sobriety also offers you the opportunity to maybe like rediscover things that you like kind of like forgot about.
Yeah, so that's a true good thing,
you know,
but because like I've been sober. I've been on probation. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just stop drinking. I had to go to fucking AA meetings and shit. That didn't last long. I mean, AA was invented in Akron. So those fucking meetings are all over the fucking place, dude. So there's one at Akron City Hospital. So AA is supposed to be an hour. This one was 2 hours, and they would let you drop your paper off, leave, and come back and pick your paper up so you can give it to your probation officer, because most probation officers require 2 AA meetings a week. They know all about that shit. It's all bullshit. If you ain't ready to do it, you ain't gonna do it. You know what I mean? But I did. When I did do it, I thought like, oh yeah, I'm better than everybody else. I don't drink. You know what I mean? It turned me into a complete asshole. And I swear to God, I'm walking around like, oh my God, I'm sober. And these people are just fucking pathetic. You know, I wish I had this meme. There's a meme. It's of like this fucking, it's like a royalty standing on a balcony looking down at people.
The vampires.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And it says alcoholics looking at drug addicts.
That is how it is.
Right, right.
Especially if it's like your day number one. You know everybody's fucking looking at you.
Right.
Yeah. But talking about that, listen to this. So, I went to rehab back in 2019, I want to say. 2020, maybe. And I came back, and, you know, and I did the meetings and everything. And I met this guy. And like an older guy. He celebrated 40 years sober, which is incredible.
I know. It's like, what the fuck are you doing still going to meetings?
Yeah.
If you got 40 years, you're good, dude. You're good. You know?
Like, you should start drinking again.
Something. Or get a fucking hobby. Jesus
super
Christ.
Cool guy. Yeah,
nah,
cool
you're
dude.
Right.
And he really helped me. And then I kind of drifted away and stopped. Dude, out of nowhere, Facebook recommended him. I don't have his number. I have a different number than the one I had back then. How? Is this a sign from the universe?
God wants you to stop smoking weed. That's what it is. Now, you know, if you go sober, you can't do any drugs.
Yeah, that's how NA is.
No, that's how AA is, too.
No. AA is just focused on the alcohol.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, they do bring that up. So I had a buddy, my buddy that just passed away recently, he had a problem with coke. And he would come to my house and we would gamble on Madden and shit and drink. And then he would go out and do that shit afterwards because that alcohol, man. So when I was younger, I would smoke crack. But I wasn't hooked on it, but I would just do it for fun. Like we would wind up in the middle of the hood, fucking wind up in weird ass crack houses and shit. It was just fun. Like, we would get in fights. And then one day, somebody told my sister I was a crackhead, so I stopped. And I went and beat that dude's ass. But, I brought that up on this show before, right?
Yeah.
But, if you drink enough, it's just like, fuck it. I've done it before. Hand me that shit. You know what I mean? Like. Same with drugs, man. I mean, they loosen you up. I don't care how you look at it. You know what I mean? But if you're trying to get off of something and you're struggling, they suggest that you stop all that shit.
Yeah. The other thing I hear about a lot of people to do AA or NA really hardcore is, They even abstain from caffeine. You remember going to like an AA meeting and there's always the coffee pot?
Oh God, yeah, that's all there was. I would go in there and turn my paper in and get my free coffee and then fucking leave.
but there's people that are so hardcore they don't even do coffee.
Yeah, I mean that's a little extreme. Especially since it's going the other direction. Unless you were like hooked on fucking amphetamines and fucking, you know, speed and shit. I don't really understand it. But we got a pretty good episode in, man. Oh, I did want to bring up this one thing. Have you heard anything about Don Lemon's sexual assault? This was years ago. I got to bring it up.
That's that reporter, right?
That's the gay dude on CNN. One of them. They're all gay over there, but he's the black dude. The other dude, Anderson Cooper, he's gay too. And then Don Lemon talks all this shit about white people, and then he goes home and sucks a white dick. What the fuck? Talking about how they're oppressing everybody, and he goes home and sucks a white dick. What's up with that, Don Lemon? That's not good. You're not being true to yourself. Okay. I don't know what year it was. I want to say could have been 10 years ago or less. So I was listening. Somebody brought it up on a podcast. So the dude charged him and brought charges on him, took him to court and all that shit. So he grabbed the guy by the dick and he goes, do you like pussy or cock? He would have got knocked the fuck out. I don't know who this guy was that he grabbed his dick. Motherfucker must have looked like Urkel or something. You come up. Shit.
I don't know. I mean.
Okay, one more thing I forgot to bring up. Now that I'm bringing my notes up, I'm seeing all kinds of fucking shit. So there, did you know there's an army base in Romania?
No.
Which is very close to Ukraine. Ukraine. Yeah. So I just talked to somebody recently, one of my military colleagues. So they got it's a 10,000 soldier NATO base in Romania. Now the United States infantry units are doing 9 month rotations. And these are like 10th Mountain Division and, you know, motherfuckers that are supposed to be ready to go at any minute. So they're already fucking sending all this shit to Ukraine. Now they got this base in Romania. I just found out about this. It's brand new. And I swear, I'm telling you, man, they are doing all they can to make Russia look like the bad guy, and they want them to start fucking World War III. They're trying to fucking destroy everything.
They're trying to make Ukraine the new Jewish center, the new Jewish land.
Well, they're fucking Nazis, so that's kind of the opposite.
No. You'll see.
No, I know what you're getting at. I understand what you're getting at. But, you know, Israel only became Israel in, like, what, 1945?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the Israel that's in the Bible.
Nope.
That was fabricated by the United Nations and the United States and NATO and all that bullshit. All right. I'm going off on a tangent here.
Yeah, it's a bad one. We shouldn't get on it.
I don't want to hear you saying the J word. The J word. Now, if you can't call them Jews, what do you call them? Israelites? Because they're not. Well, yeah, I guess they are, actually. Who cares? I'm done. This show is coming to an end.
Indeed.
All right.
Hey, how come you didn't respond to my joke?
What joke?
I texted you and Carl. None of you guys did.
Oh, about women?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a joke. Oh, that reminds me. I got a joke. And it happens to be about Jews. And I got to give credit to Ghost and Ryan. All right. I heard it on the Conspiracy Underground News Team, also known as Cunt. You don't listen to that?
No.
We went on the fucking tavern, for Christ's sakes. You don't listen to his show? All right, anyway. Like I said, I got this from Ghost and Ryan at the Conspiracy Underground News Team. All right. Why did Jews play football?
Why?
So they could get the quarterback. Don't take any offense if you're Jewish. Not all Jews are bad.
I'm 1% Jewish. I take no offense.
I think my mom's real dad was Jewish, or at least part. But anyway, all right, so I want to thank everybody for listening. We appreciate it. Oh, yeah. Me and Julio appeared on an episode of Legs and Eggs podcast today. I've said it before on here, but go check them out. And if you like us, we're on the episode too, so you can. That'll give you a reason to go over there and listen. And they got some funny shit. They're more comedy than us. I mean, people tell us we're funny, but we don't do it on purpose. These motherfuckers do it on purpose, and they're pretty good at it. And they got good audio.
Yeah, their production value is top notch.
Yeah, go check out Legs and Eggs. And, all right, if anybody's got any, thanks, Carl. You did a great job. He's already got one ready for next week. He sent me a screenshot of an article or something. So he'll be ready to go. General Lee, thanks for your clips. We appreciate it. He's always got some good shit. And if anybody's got any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com. I'm Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, Conspiracy Soldiers on YouTube, even though they blow. And also, if anybody has any requests about topics they want us to talk about, hit us up on the email or Instagram or Julio's Instagram. What is it?
Conspiracy Soldiers Garlic Parm.
Yeah. So hit either one of us up or email us, and we'll look into it and we'll cover the shit.
Yeah, I want to, if people want a topic to maybe think about, is I want to ask our listeners, do you think dinosaurs are real or were real?
I don't. We already talked about that this morning. Well, not talk, we texted. What other
people think about.
All right, yeah. That's cool. All right, now I'm going to go sit in the driveway and drink beer.
All right.
Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark. What?
Go tan your butthole.
Nah. I don't care about my asshole. Nobody's ever going to see it.
That's the best way to take the vitamin D.
All right. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.